Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now for 4 minutes, we escape to the warmer clime of Arizona and the Super Bowl. Only two players on this year's New England Patriots roster were also on the last Patriots team to win a Super Bowl in February 2005. One is quarterback Tom Brady. The other is defensive tackle Vince Wilfork. From Phoenix, Arizona, WBUR's Doug Tribou reports that although Wilfork receives less attention than Brady, he is a major presence on the team.
When Vince Wilfork arrived in Foxborough in 2004, after playing for the University of Miami, he was accustomed to success.
I didn't lose many games in college. I was a national champion in college, so my first year in the NFL, winning the Super Bowl, and I was like, man, this is easy. I can do this all the time, man. Little did I know, here I am 11 years later, more excited now than then that I'm at this level with my teammates.
In his early years in the NFL, Wilfork says he learned as much from the veteran Patriots players as he did from the coaches.
Richard Seymour, Teddy Bruschi, and Willie McGinnis, Michael Vrabel, where all we did was compete. Every day was competing. The way they practiced, the way they ran their sprints, you name it, whatever they did, they was doing it at a high level.
And today, he's carrying on that tradition.
Man, that's big dog, man.
Wide receiver Brandon LaFell is in his first season playing with Wilfork.
When the big dog talks, everybody listen. He's a guy that carries himself well, works his butt off every day in practice in the weight room, man, and he just got a lot of knowledge for you.
That's something you hear a lot from Wilfork's teammates. Patriots offensive lineman Dan Conley says he sets an example.
Vince is a great leader on that D-line and just on the defense in general. He's a guy that everyone respects. He always does his job.
The Patriots' Super Bowl opponents respect Wilfork, too. Patrick Lewis is one of the Seahawks' offensive linemen getting ready to face Wilfork on Sunday. He says at 33 years old, the 6'2", 325-pound defensive tackle hasn't lost a step. Lewis is 10 years younger than Wilfork and as a kid followed his career.
I remember when he was down in Miami, I've been a fan of him for a long time. So you just got to go out there and keep your feet moving and you know, hope for the best.
Long-term success in the NFL usually involves in-depth study. Tom Brady is often held up as a model of meticulous preparation, but Patriots linebackers coach Patrick Graham says Wilfork's in the same class.
I know Vince watches enough tape that he could challenge the coaches. It's a remarkable thing to be around a player like that. It helps you become a better coach. Coach one of the best defensive tackles that have played in this league. I mean, it's a great privilege.
After the Patriots' victory over Indianapolis in the AFC Championship game, Wilfork and his family pulled over to help a driver stuck in an overturned Jeep in Foxborough. Wilfork waited for police to arrive, then pulled the woman out. Patriot safety Devin McCourty says Wilfork's part as a role model has always extended beyond the playing field.
Vince has been like a big brother to me as far as, you know, being able to teach me a lot about football, a lot about life.
Wilfork is well known for his devotion to his family. He and his wife Bianca have three children. After missing just a handful of games in his first 9 seasons, Wilfork ruptured one of his Achilles tendons in 2013 and missed most of the year. He needed surgery, but returned to form this season and has started every game. And he says during trying times, his family helps him keep his career in perspective.
I have a bad day at work. You know, I go home and see my family and my kids. They so innocent. The only thing they want to do is they want to play. They want to tell me about school. No matter what I'm going through in life, you know, I always can go home and have that feeling that I'm not a loser or I'm not this or I'm not that. And that's a luxury of having a good family. I would take family over football any day.
Fortunately for Patriots fans, he doesn't have to make that choice. And on Sunday, Vince Wilfork will be chasing the victory that seemed easy to him as a rookie 10 years ago.
Everybody asks me what it feels like to be a Super Bowl champion. It's something that you really can't put into words. It's just being on that field after the game with your family, your friends, organization, the confetti coming down your colors, and the feeling that you have after being able to win this game is what you're searching for.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou in Phoenix.